Good morning. We have been recording and sharing our sermons for about 30 years. Some of our listeners have been with us even longer than that. But some of the people who follow our podcast are new to Messianic Judaism and new to the Bible. Because of this, we're starting a new series to cover some of the teachings that are not widely understood in Christianity that we, as Messianic Jews, embrace. These teachings find their origins in the Torah and are also addressed in the teachings of Yeshua HaMashiach and his apostles. Today, we're going to address Shabbat. While we've had many podcasts which address Shabbat, today's podcast is an introduction. We're going to cover some of the basics. What is Shabbat? In English, people say Sabbath. Shabbat is the seventh day of the week. In the Bible, days begin at sunset and end at sunset. So Shabbat begins when the sun sets on Friday evening and ends when the sun sets on Saturday evening. To some people, Shabbat is a new idea. But the scriptures record a very different story. Shabbat was designed by God and set aside by God at the time of creation. The first chapter of the book of Genesis describes how the Almighty created the whole universe in 6 days. We'll begin in Genesis chapter 2, verses 1 through 3. Thus the heavens and the earth were finished, and all the host of them, and on the seventh day God ended his work which he had made, and he rested on the seventh day from all his work which he had made. And God blessed the seventh day and sanctified it, because that in it he had rested from all his work which God created and made. We read that the Almighty himself worked for 6 days and then he rested. He set an example for us that we would work for 6 days and rest on the seventh day. There are many reasons that someone might want to rest. We all need some time to recuperate from all of our busyness. Everyone needs time for their family. People need time to fellowship. But the main reason we honor Shabbat specifically is because God himself said that he honored Shabbat. In Exodus chapter 20, God gave us the Ten Commandments. We read the following in Exodus chapter 20, verses 8 through 11. Remember Shabbat to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is Shabbat for Yahweh thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, nor thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor the stranger that's within thy gates. For in 6 days Yahweh made heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, and rested the seventh day. Wherefore Yahweh blessed the Sabbath day and hallowed it. Remember Shabbat. God commands us to remember that specific day. The scriptures do not simply say, remember to rest. The Bible does not say, take one out of 7 days to rest. We're commanded to remember one definite day, Shabbat, the seventh day. The passage tells us that we're to refrain from work because the Almighty himself rested on that day. The Almighty blessed that day. He did it himself. We are also commanded to keep that day holy. How do we keep that day holy? We refrain from work and cooking. And in Leviticus 23, we're told to have a holy gathering on Shabbat, to congregate, to come together to worship God and to thank him. But does it really matter which day we worship? The most direct answer to that is, it matters to God. He is the one who spoke the Ten Commandments from heaven on Mount Sinai. He is the one that said, remember that day. In fact, the scriptures teach that God himself wrote the Ten Commandments on stone using his own finger. We remember Shabbat, the seventh day, because God specifically commanded that. In the Ten Commandments, God commanded us, honor thy father and thy mother, that thy days may be long upon the land which Yahweh thy God gives thee. If a young man decided to honor someone else's parents, did not make it a point to honor his own parents, that young man would be breaking the Ten Commandments. God doesn't want us to change his laws. We do not choose to honor another pair of parents instead of our own parents. The Almighty made this day, and he knows exactly why he worded the commandment. He made this law, and he knows exactly why he worded the commandment to honor our own parents. In the Ten Commandments, God commands us, thou shalt not commit adultery. Adultery is violating the covenant of marriage. The covenant of marriage is between one man and one woman. If a man decides to live as if he's married to a different woman, a woman other than his own wife, he's breaking the Ten Commandments. God does not want us to change his laws. We do not choose to act as if we're married to someone else instead of our own spouse. The Almighty made this law, and He knows exactly why He told us to honor our specific marriage covenant with our spouse. Similarly, God commanded observance of Shabbat. We do not choose to sanctify another day instead of Shabbat. The Almighty made this law, and He knows exactly why He wants us to honor the seventh day. In the Gospels, our Savior declared that He is Lord of the Sabbath. By using this title, He attributes honor to that day. Some people believe that Yeshua HaMashiach changed the day of worship, yet He didn't break any of the laws. He was a spotless lamb who died for our sins. Notice what Yeshua said in Matthew chapter 5, verses 17 through 19. "Think not that I have come to destroy the law or the prophets. I am not come to destroy, but to fulfill. For verily I say unto you, till heaven and earth pass, one jot, or one tittle, shall in no wise pass from the law till all be fulfilled. Whosoever therefore shall break one of these least commandments, and shall teach men so, he shall be called the least in the kingdom of heaven. But whosoever shall do them and teach them, the same shall be called great in the kingdom of heaven." Messiah told us that He did not come to change the law or to do away with it. In fact, He added that if someone would teach people to break the commandments, they would be called the least in the kingdom of heaven. He did not break the commandments, He did not teach others to break them, and He's Lord of the Sabbath. Why do we, as followers of Yeshua, observe Shabbat? To honor Him, the Lord of the Sabbath. We hope this introduction will help you understand some of the particulars related to Shabbat that are covered in our other podcasts. Join us in the next episode as we introduce the laws of kosher food.